the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Brothers and sisters, as you were with us in the previous episodes, we reached this concept that there is one important thing in the supplications, which is the different objectives being followed throughout different supplications by the infallible imams. I mean, when we look at the different parts of the supplications, transmitted supplications specifically from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, we find different objectives being followed. Okay, so we mentioned a couple of those objectives, and we said that there are some practical and ethical instructions found in these supplications, and this is not something deniable. And this is especially true in the case of Sahifatul Sajjadiyah. We were saying that we will look at some of the instructions of these infallible imams, specifically regarding Sahifatul Sajjadiyah. For example, one of the things which is sufficiently discussed is the ethical virtues and vices, and of course, at the same time, recognizing Satan and the ways to keep away from him. I mean, the ways Satan can be prevented from entering our world, our minds and thoughts and our deeds. We have been ordered to keep away from the Satan and to protect ourselves against him, to have any kind of control over our souls. This is something vital to us because disregarding any of the commands of these great ones, of these divine men of the Ahlul Bayt, may cause men to deteriorate. And this shows the importance of it.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim, He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad, He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedast. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will God will come towards you.
It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of Dua.
So, one of the practical aspects of the supplications is that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has mentioned the dangers of the saint. He has said that he is a foe whose stronghold is our breast, whose movement is into our blood vessels, and whose weapon is our doubts. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says that through these sentences, Satan is thoroughly introduced so that man can defend himself against his bloody attacks, and somehow these supplications enable all the human beings to nullify the aggression of Satan. Of course, this supplication belongs to an imam who is in the stronghold of Almighty Allah, of course, and Satan can never take hold of him. So, evidently, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has offered these commands for the people. So, one of these commands for the people is treating the others and observing the rights of the neighbors. For example, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam explains the ethical virtues and vices, and of course has different opinions about the government. And this is the different features of the supplications. We will have a look at these practical aspects found in the different parts of the supplications of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in different parts of our episode. So the point is that what we can find is in fact that of course Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was infallible, but the things he has provided in the form of supplication is for us to take benefit, is for us to enter the world of intuition with the words and guidances of one infallible imam like Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, and make the most of these practical instructional issues Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has provided for us. So Imam Sajjad tells us to recognize Satan. Imam Sajjad teaches us the different methods to keep Satan away from us. Imam Sajjad tells us what rights we have for our children and what rights they also have for us. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam teaches us the different methods to respect our parents, and Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is using all these practical issues in the form of supplication. And this is only due to the situations of that time Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was living in. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my